Welcome to Uncomplicating Weight Loss and Life. I'm your host, Eva Rodriguez, former HR executive turned holistic life, health, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to lose weight without dieting, how to exercise to burn fat and reshape your body, and how to lose the mental and emotional weight that keeps you stuck. My life has given me lots of twists, turns, and traumas, but instead of defeating me, it's made me strong as fuck. I've been able to turn my hot mess into a fiery message that if I can transform my health and my life, so can you. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Something I think a lot of people don't realize is just how much our gut health affects every part of our body. Your gut health is the key to your overall health. And unfortunately, it's often overlooked. In this episode, I'm going to share signs to look out for that your gut may be unhealthy and what you can do about it. One of my clients first came to me with lots of gut issues. It seemed like everything she ate would either give her a stomach ache or make her really bloated. So the first thing I always recommend is getting tested for food allergies, making sure you do a full panel of blood work to make sure there's nothing medically going on. And also, when I hear stories like this, I recommend cutting out dairy as much as possible because our bodies have a really hard time digesting dairy. Sorry to my cheese lovers, but it is true. When my client got her results back showing that she didn't have any food allergies, I started to research solutions for her because it had to be something and we were going to figure it out. And this was the catalyst for me creating my 30-day gut health reset program, which is now a part of my coaching program and something that I have my clients start with on day one of their journey because it's just that important. Poor gut health can show up as fatigue, upset stomach, skin conditions like rashes, eczema, acne, psoriasis, and autoimmune issues. Research over the past few decades has found links between our gut health and mental health disorders, our gut health and autoimmune diseases, our gut health and endocrine conditions, our gut health and gastrointestinal disorders, our gut health and cardiovascular disease, and our gut health and cancer. Your lifestyle can really affect your gut microbiome, including having high stress levels, too little sleep, eating highly processed and sugary foods, and taking antibiotics. This in turn may affect your immune function, your hormone levels, your weight, and the development of diseases. So if you want to know if your gut needs a reset, here are the 7 most common signs of an unhealthy gut. Number 1, frequently having an upset stomach can be a sign of an unhealthy gut. This includes frequent gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, and heartburn. A balanced gut will have less difficulty processing food and eliminating waste, likely leading to fewer symptoms. Number 2, fluctuating weight. An imbalanced gut can impair your body's ability to absorb nutrients, regulate blood sugar, and store fat. So if you're gaining or losing weight without actually changing your diet or exercise habits, it may be a sign of an unhealthy gut. Unintentional weight loss may be caused by malabsorption because of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, known as SIBO. On the other hand, unintentional weight gain may be caused by insulin resistance or increased inflammation. Sign number 3, a diet high in processed foods and added sugar can decrease the amount of good bacteria and diversity in your gut. This is why you will always hear me talking about reducing your sugar intake and your flour intake. Research suggests that eating too much sugar may lead to increased inflammation throughout the body. Inflammation can be the precursor to several life-threatening diseases, including cancer. So, if you eat a lot of sugar, your gut health may be compromised. The 4th sign you may have an unhealthy gut is having skin issues. Skin conditions like psoriasis may be related to the types of bacteria present in the gut. Lower concentrations of beneficial bacteria may impact your body's immune system and your skin health. Next is autoimmune conditions. Studies have found that the gut and the immune system are intricately connected. An unhealthy gut may increase systemic inflammation and alter the proper functioning of your immune system, which may lead to autoimmune diseases where the body attacks itself, mistaking its cells and organs for harmful invaders. Sign number 6 that you may have an unhealthy gut is sleep disturbances or constant fatigue. Research shows that an imbalance in gut bacteria may be linked to not getting enough restful sleep, which may lead to chronic fatigue and which can lead to inflammation and negatively impact our metabolic function and mental health. And the 7th sign that you may have an unhealthy gut is having food intolerances. Food intolerances are the result of your body's difficulty digesting certain foods. This is different than the food allergy, which is caused by an immune system reaction to certain foods. Research indicates that food intolerances like lactose intolerance may be caused by poor quality of bacteria in the gut. This can lead to trouble digesting the trigger foods and symptoms like bloating, gas, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and nausea. Okay, so you may be listening and thinking, oh shit, my gut might need some help after all. The good news is that it's possible to improve and reset your gut health through lifestyle and diet changes. Here are 7 things you can start doing today to improve your gut health. Number 1, first check to see if you have food intolerances. You may have a food intolerance if you have symptoms like the ones that I've been mentioning: bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, gas, nausea, fatigue, acid reflux. You can try eliminating common trigger foods like dairy, gluten, caffeine, foods that are high in FODMAPs like apples, soft cheeses, honey, milk, artichokes, bread, beans, lentils, beer, eggs, aspartame, and sugar alcohols. Those are just some of the common trigger foods that you may find you have an intolerance to. If you're able to identify and avoid a food or foods that are contributing to your symptoms, you may start to see a positive change in your digestive health quite rapidly. Number 2, take a prebiotic or probiotic. Adding a prebiotic or probiotic supplement to your diet may help improve your gut health. Prebiotics provide food meant to promote the growth of beneficial bacteria in the gut, while probiotics are live, good bacteria. People who have severe illness or a weakened immune system should not take probiotics, and not all probiotic supplements are high quality or beneficial for your health. So, quick disclaimer, always check with your doctor before starting any supplements. Tip number 3, stay hydrated. Drinking enough water for your body may help increase the diversity of bacteria in your gut. Staying hydrated will benefit your health overall and can also prevent constipation. As you've heard me say plenty of times on this show, drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, and that should be plenty for your body to function optimally. Number 4, eat more mindfully. Remember to slow down and chew your food thoroughly. Studies have shown that eating slower may lower your chances of developing obesity and diabetes, while also helping you make better food choices. When you eat too fast, you're more likely to overeat and cause stress to your digestive system. And whenever your digestive system is in distress, you will definitely feel discomfort. Tip number 5, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, prioritize at least 7 hours of quality sleep. Not getting enough or sufficient quality of sleep may have serious impacts on your gut health, which can in turn contribute to even more sleep issues. Tip number 6, find ways to lower your stress. Yes, I know it's easier said than done, but stress will kill you, my friend. Chronic high levels of stress are damaging to your entire body, including your gut. This is because your body releases certain hormones when it experiences stress. High levels of these hormones may compromise your gut health. A few ways to lower stress may include getting a massage, going on walks. Something I love doing is going on gratitude walks. If you're on my email newsletter list, I talked about that in one of the most recent emails that I sent out. If you're not on my list, you should definitely get on it. So walking, taking a gratitude walk, exercising, laughing, practicing yoga, journaling, or meditating can be really great ways to help lower your stress. I'll link one of my 5-minute breathing meditations in the show notes so that you can have it handy. And the last tip that I have for you to improve your gut health is to either eliminate or cut down on processed foods, sugar, and flour. I'm going to have to say it again and again and again. The more processed food you have in your system, the harder it is for your gut to stay healthy, the harder it is for your body to burn fat, and the harder it is for you to lose weight, especially belly fat. Adding fiber to your diet can also help with creating a healthy gut microbiome. Fiber is naturally found in all fruits and vegetables. You can't really go wrong by adding more fruits and vegetables to your daily diet. If that is the only thing you do, you'll be so much further ahead than the average population. In fact, one study found that simply eating a fruit before every meal had significant health benefits on its subjects. High fiber foods include legumes like black beans and chickpeas, whole grains like oats and quinoa, and nuts like almonds and pistachios. Something else to consider adding to your diet are fermented foods because they're a great source of probiotics and may improve your gut microbiome. Examples of fermented foods include kimchi, sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir or kefir. I don't know. English is my second language. Certain words I don't know how to pronounce. Another thing to consider is adding collagen-rich foods like bone broth and salmon, which may be beneficial for both our overall health and our gut health. To help your body make more collagen, try eating more citrus fruits, broccoli, meat, eggs, and nuts. As you can see, our gut is quite complex, so I wanted to try to uncomplicate this for you as much as possible. So, if you want to ensure that you have a strong immune system, heart health, brain health, improved moods, healthy sleep, effective digestion, and the potential prevention of some cancers and autoimmune diseases, then it is critical for you to prioritize your gut health. When you work with me one-on-one, you get access to all of my tools and teachings. I'm always adding new tools based on my clients' needs. And one of my newer additions to my coaching program is my 30-day gut health reset that we will start on day one to help prime your body for your health transformation. My 30-day gut health reset walks you through exactly what to do every week. And by the end of the 30 days, you will feel lighter, you will feel healthier, and you will have even more awareness around the effects that certain foods have on your body. So be sure to click the link in the description so that you can book a call with me and we can talk about how I can help you. Remember, your gut health is the key to your overall health. So if you want better immunity, smoother digestion, less brain fog, and more clarity, focus on improving your gut health. That's all for today. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about how to work with me, go to eva.fit and click on the Work With Me button. While you're there, be sure to check out my free weight loss resources so that you can get a jump start on your journey. I'll see you there.